The Postmaster, a story by Rabindranath Tagore, concerns an unnamed postmaster who is assigned to a remote post office in a small rural Indian village. The village is near to a factory, and the owner of the factory, who is English, manages to have the post office created. The narrator of the story seems to be a resident of the village, since the narrator refers to our postmaster. The postmaster is from the huge city of Calcutta and feels out of place in a such distant rural village. The post office seems to contain only two rooms, the office itself and the postmaster's living quarters. These are located in a detached shed near a stagnant pond circled by thick foliage. The workers in the nearby factory work so much that they have no time to befriend anyone. Besides, they are not especially good company for distant folk. In addition, people from Calcutta are not particularly good at socializing. They can appear to be arrogant or uncomfortable. In any case, the postmaster has few companions, and he does not have many activities to keep him occupied.
Occasionally, he tries to write a bit of poetry. The rural landscape might have inspired the kind of happy poetry he sought of the compose. But the postmaster is uninterested in the landscape and would be happy if it were replaced by a paved road and numerous tall buildings. His oases are not great, but he must do his own cooking, but he shares his supper with Ratan, an orphan girl of the village, who did odd jobs for him. In evening, when the village is filled with appealing sights and sounds, the kind of wood-inspired poets, the postmaster lights his lamp and calls for Ratan. Ratan, who has been waiting for the nightly call, typically asks whether she has indeed been called. She then routinely lights the fire needed for cooking. The postmaster, however, typically tells her to wait a while and let him smoke his pipe, which Ratan then always lights for him. After this nightly ritual has been completed, the postmaster usually talks with Ratan. He asks her whether she remembers her parents, discovering that she has fonder memories for her father than of her mother. She can even recall a light little brother with whom she would play fully fish. Often her conversations with the postmaster lasts a long time, so long that the postmaster doesn't cook and Ratan instead prepares a very hasty little meal.
Light meal porjonto.
Hasty light meal. Okay, shuru kora. Sometimes
in the evening, the postmaster himself recalls his home, his mother and his and sisters, and others whom he misses. He cannot share this thought with the local workers, but he feels comfortable discussing them with the innocent young girl. Eventually, Ratan begins speaking of the members of the postmaster's family as if they are members of her own and as if she has long known them. In her heart, she can vividly imagine how each of them looks. One noon, when the rains have stopped, the wind blows gently and the smell of the last vegetation vanishes, the blazing sun feels like the earth breathing on one's skin. A bird dedicated to singing the same song over and over unburdens itself to nature. The postmaster, however, is idle. He looks at the vegetation and the increasingly distant rain clouds and wishes that there were someone, anyone nearby with whom he he had something in common, someone with whom he could share a mutual love. The same thought he imagines is precisely what the bird is trying to utter. It is also what the surrounding lips are attempting to say, yet no one realizes or would find it credible that a thought of this kind might overcome a poorly paid postmaster during a noontime break from his duties.
The postmaster summons Ratan, who has been lying beneath a guava tree, determinedly eating immature guavas. Ratan quickly responds to the summon, asking the postmaster, whom she now calls Dada, if he has been calling for her. He replies by saying that he has been considering the possibility of teaching her how to read. For the rest of the workday, he tells her about the alphabet. Quickly, Ratan begins to learn about double consonants. Rains fall and fall. Low-lying areas fill up with water. The rains fall for days, stimulating the frogs, flooding the roads, and making it necessary for people to use small boats to do their shopping. One dark morning, Ratan waits for the postmaster to summon her. When no summons come, she gently enters his room. When she finds him laid out on his bed, assuming that he is napping, she begins to leave the room, but he abruptly calls to her. When she asks Dada if he has been sleeping, he pleadingly responds by saying that he feels sick, and he asks her to feel whether his head seems overheated. Feeling alone in the distant place with the rains falling from gray skies, he wishes for someone to care for him in his illness. He vividly recalls how his mother and sister would care for him when he was sick at home. Ratan now no longer seems a child. She resembles a mother. She notifies the local doctor, makes sure the postmaster takes his medications at the proper time, sits near him all night, prepares his food, and occasionally asks Dada if his health is improving. Eventually, the postmaster is able to arise from bed. He decides that he can no longer endure rural life. He applies to be transferred, explaining that his current job is damaging his health. No longer serving as a nurse, Ratan once more waits outside, anticipating the postmaster's summon. Occasionally, she sneaks looks inside the shed and sees him sitting or lying down or gazing off into the distance. Just as Ratan awaits her summons, the postmaster awaits a response to his appeal for a transfer. Ratan continually rereads the alphabet lessons she has already covered, worrying that she may not have mastered the double consonants if her Dada calls. Eventually, after 7 days go by, he summons her. When she rushes into his room, he tells her that he is leaving the next day. She asks where he is going, and he says home. He tells her that he will not be returning.
Thus the postmaster, swept along on the river, contemplates philosophically the countless meeting, the parting, going on the world. He also contemplates death, the final parting, from which no one come back.
But Ratan lacks any photology. He moves around the post office, wiping the heavy. The appears he she will the fantasy hopes that the Dada will come back. The appears this is the reason he cannot bring herself to leave the shed. How the foolish we human are. We make the some errors, reply. Afterwards come the intense, the pain walking off, and when the once more come disease to the renter, the measure of the same mistakes.